Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, Saint Mark the Evangelist. May his blessing be on us all. Amen. From the sons of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord that delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, whose glory forever. Amen. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. And he said to them, surely I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God rising with power.
Make us worthy to pray, thank Lord, Father, Lord in heaven, and Lord, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us a day, daily bread, and trespass against us.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
In an O Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, and the Lord of God, the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his sainted disciple and holy apostle and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit if you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven if you retain the sin of any, if they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the goodness, love of mankind, for your servants, all my brethren and my weak self, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through the anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from fanfaredness, O Master, who know the weakness of men, and the good one, and lover of mankind, O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us. Purify us, absolve us, and all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us of your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory and the honor and the dominion and the worship are due unto you, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all time, into the age of all ages. Amen.
Thank you.
Per es tuos pennuti. Ep oron ta ti hirini moinan ente kirini semnenan ente kirini kane novenan evol Gesu peti gomnen biobio es mo biamasha ni amin. Megas forsi to pray Saint Lord Father, Lord in heaven, and love thy name. Choice and I end the prayer of the third hour of this blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching Him to forgive us our sins. From the tongue of our Father David, the prophet and the King, may blessing be upon us all. Amen.